This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking to a representative for a short 3-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Hold on just a sec. Okay, go ahead.
If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Westwood Client Care. This is Brad. How can I help you? Hello?
Hey, Brad.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry. I replaced my headset earlier. My mute button was in an unfamiliar place.
Not a problem.
I've got a delivery only. Let me get that FMS for you. I was on hold so long I started doing something else completely. But
not a problem.
It's like that over here, too. There we go. Okay, so the FMS is 763-344-94.
Okay, thank you. I'm pulling that up right now.
Absolutely.
Okay, I have an order for Alex Hidalgo.
Yes, at 68 Middle Street in Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Yep, how can I help you today?
So this is delivery only. The only complex install that they were there to do was the water line. This is a brand new construction, apparently. And the basement is finished. That's where their main water source is. They're not able to drill through the finished basement. And then the refrigerator, where it goes, unfortunately, the cabinet right next to it has a lazy Susan inside of it. So they're unable, excuse me, to run the water line through there because it would get tangled up in the lazy Susan. So everything on the order was delivered. Now, a lot of the times the techs will go ahead and install the non-complex items, but in this case they didn't. That's a new one on me, but per the tech, if none of the other installs are paid, they can deliver them only. Typically they'll do that if they have a heavy route for the day, which it does look like they do.
Okay, interesting. That's news to me, but
I'm going to be checking with management as well on that,
sure,
because
it's
news to me, but it might also be just the size of the route.
Sure, I figure they'd still get compensated one way or another, regardless of what we charge for it. But
right.
Interesting.
Well, they wouldn't get paid to install those other three appliances. They would still get the same delivery fee as if they had only delivered it.
Hmm. Okay.
It's the
Actual.
Yeah, like say the water line install wasn't on here, this would have gone through home delivery completely.
Right.
The only
yeah,
reason.
I understand that.
So.
Yeah, I get that. I just figured we still
would have paid them. I know. I feel awful for the customer.
Okay. And I see that there was the water hammer
yes.
is well on here. Okay, and so
yes.
of course that's not happening either.
Right.
So everything drop off only.
Okay. Yeah, they've got to be able to access the water source and that lazy Susan.
Sure.
Like they, he would
sense.
Remove the lazy Susan, but I mean I know they're fancy. It's when you have them in the cupboard where you can swivel around the shelves so you can store more.
Right. I'm house hunting and my realtor insists I'm telling him lazy Steve, because why do we have to imply it's a woman being lazy? And I'm like, no, it definitely seems like that's more a man's thing to do, just to be lazy.
Right. I don't know why it's called
that. I agree with that, too. So
maybe Susan decided to be lazy and create, you know, a shelf that she didn't have to reach as much for.
Right. Hey, absolutely. Anyway, so I've got that case ID for you, and I'll reach out to the client.
Okay. And I'm ready for that case ID.
That case ID is going to be 283.
Okay.
062.
Okay.
574.
We've got 283-062-574.
That's it.
All right. Thank you so much, Brad. You have a
great
day.
Well, thanks for reaching out to Geek Squad here. And yeah, thanks to the Geek Guys. Have a good one.